Hi, my name's Craig Dunn, and I work in the Xamarin documentation team here at Microsoft. Today, I want to show you two great new tools for Visual Studio Enterprise, Xamarin Profiler and the Xamarin Inspector. These two tools will become as indispensable to mobile developers as the Visual Studio Debugger. Xamarin Profiler includes a variety of instruments to help you measure runtime aspects of your app, from memory use and memory leaks to slow method executions and reference cycles. Finding and fixing these issues puts you on the path to a higher quality app. The Xamarin Inspector does the same job, but for your user interface. You could examine and tweak the UI in real time while the app runs, giving you the fastest possible feedback loop for perfecting your design. Used together with Visual Studio Enterprise, these tools will give you the edge in building good-looking, performant mobile apps. Before I begin, a quick reminder that Visual Studio comes with Xamarin included. The free community edition has support for building any type of app you can imagine. Not just for Windows, but Android, iOS, watches, televisions, and Mac as well, all using C#. Visual Studio Enterprise users also get access to lots of additional features, including the Profiler Inspector that I'm about to show you. They say seeing is believing. One of the reasons the Profiler Inspector are so powerful is because they let you visualize your app's behavior in new ways, from performance and memory usage to the visual tree. Let's take a closer look. First up is the Xamarin Profiler. The Profiler includes these five instruments: allocations, cycles, memory, performance, and the time profiler. Each lets you examine a different aspect of your app's runtime performance to help you find memory leaks, object cycles, long-running methods, and more. When you're using the Profiler, it appears in a window similar to this one. It's divided into four parts, each of which has a slightly different purpose depending on which instrument you're using. At the top left is the instruments list, as well as the record, pause, and snapshot buttons. Click on a row to change the rest of the view. The data plot sits in the top right. You can see a graph of each instrument's data. Shown here are the allocations and time profiler instruments. Memory use is shown as an area chart. You want to avoid this continually growing, which might indicate a memory leak. The time profiler bar shows for long-running methods, which you can drill down into. The third region is the data table. The contents of this change for each instrument. It will contain data relevant to the selected instrument, such as a list of objects and their sizes, or a list of methods and their execution times. You can drill down into the call stack to see how these objects and methods were executed. The bottom right contains the extended detail panel. It's a combination of settings and summary data. As you can see, there's a lot of information to absorb when the profiler is running. Let's see it in action. For this demo, I've added a memory leak into one of our sample apps so that we can use the profiler to find it. The app shouldn't already be running. Go to the Analyze menu and select Xamarin Profiler. When the profiler starts, you can see which instruments you wish to monitor. It then deploys the app to the simulator and attaches to it. The instruments immediately start showing data. The allocations graph shoots up as the app loads into memory, and the time profiler shows bars reflecting execution times. Use the snapshot button to capture point-in-time data for comparison. Let's wait a bit, and we can see that the area under the allocations graph continues to grow. This is a bad sign. The allocations data table is sorted by size, and immediately I can see the top two rows are being caused by a class called memory leak. When I double click on that, the table zooms in to each allocation. And from here, I can right click and jump to the call tree. This view shows me the sequence of operations that led to the allocation. Looking closely, I can see that memory leak objects are being created in the main application, onCreate method, in a timer. Using this information, I can switch back to the code to find and fix the memory leak. I'll jump straight into the main application class and find the onCreate method. Lo and behold, there's a timer madly allocating strings. Let me comment that out and start the analysis again. When I rebuild the solution and restart the profiler, the allocations graph levels out as you would expect. It's too bad that finding memory leaks is not always this easy, but with the Xamarin Profiler, it's a breeze compared to doing without. Just in case you were wondering, the Visual Studio Enterprise Xamarin Profiler is also available for macOS. If you develop on a Mac, you still have access to all these instruments. You'll find it under the Run menu. Now let's check out the Xamarin Inspector. There are two main features of the Inspector, programmatic and interactive access to the app's user interface visual tree. Programmatic access is exposed via the REPL, short for read eval print loop, which lets you write code that affects the app in real time. Interactive access is available in the Visual Inspector. This window shows a 3D view of the user interface, a complete visual tree, and a panel to update control properties. You start the Inspector while debugging an app. Look for the scope icon in your Visual Studio toolbar. Let's see how it works. I've already started debugging this app, so I just hit the scope icon in the top left of the Visual Studio window and wait for the Inspector to appear. Once it's loaded and connected to the app, the REPL automatically references the root view. I can explore the object here and type live code to interact with the application. I can also switch to the Visual Inspector view and directly select a control in the simulator. I'm picking the company name because I think it's a bit small and hard to read. In the Inspector, on the left, the visual tree locates the control. On the right, I can use the text filter to narrow down the properties available, and I can bump the text size up a bit. That's much easier to read. Those icons also look a little dark. I can select them in the simulator and update their alpha property directly. I can also select them from the visual tree or from the 3D view. Iterating over your design has never been faster or easier, but don't forget, you'll need to go back and update your source code yourself. Xamarin Inspector is also available on macOS for Visual Studio Enterprise users. You'll find the scope icon right next to the debugging options. So that's a quick look at Xamarin Profiler and Xamarin Inspector for Visual Studio Enterprise. If you're not already a Xamarin user, head to xamarin.com/download to get started building mobile apps. Then visit the product pages at developer.xamarin.com to download and start using these amazing tools. Finally, don't forget you can relive Connect 2016 on Channel 9 and continue your education with Microsoft Virtual Academy and Xamarin University. Thanks for joining me here at Connect On Demand.